And now with a look at what else is making scientific headlines this week, here's Myrisinthe Lingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
A comet diving into and disintegrating within the sun's atmosphere has been observed by scientists in the US. The comet C/2011N3 is one of the so-called Kreutz family of comets, which pass extremely close to the sun's surface. Over 2,000 of them have been detected in the past 15 years. But their paths through the sun's atmosphere were previously uncharted. And now, thanks to NASA's Solar Dynamic, Solar Heliospheric and Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatories, the self-destructive path of this most recent comet has been observed. Carey Liss from the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory comments on the discovery.
It's streaked at 1,000,000 miles per hour through the sun's atmosphere, called the corona, which is a 1,000,000-degree plasma. It took half an hour to cross the face of the sun before it disappeared. So you can imagine this giant, dirty snowball that's been around for 4.5 billion years since the beginning of the solar system, streaking through this hellish environment and dissipating and rotating and fragmenting and breaking up and finally just totally being destroyed. Watching how this comet falls apart and measuring the light that comes from it can tell us an awful lot about how the comet is put together.
Exercise induces the clearance and recycling of components within our cells, resulting in protection against metabolic disorders such as diabetes. Working with mice, Kong Kong He and colleagues from the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center found that exercise triggers a process called autophagy, the self-clearance and catabolism of certain cell components. This is mainly triggered within skeletal and cardiac muscle to enable increased endurance and glucose metabolism, whilst simultaneously protecting against certain metabolic conditions.
So our study helped develop the concept, and increasing autophagy activity in general may be beneficial for combating insulin resistance, obesity, and maybe other related metabolic complications. And autophagy activation can mimic the beneficial effects from exercise. So the dream is sort of to develop a reagent that induces autophagy, can act as an exercise mimic. So we can apply it to those patients who are physically confined and cannot exercise by themselves.
Citizen scientists could lead the way for earthquake research and detection in the future. Citizen science involves members of the public reporting on and collecting data to aid scientific research. Recent electronic applications in the field of seismology include the Quake Catcher program, turning your computer into a seismometer and placing it on a global network, as well as more mobile apps, such as the iShake Cal app for iPhones, collecting ground-shaking measurements. Richard Allen from the University of California, Berkeley, explains their importance in seismology today.
People have collected relatively small amounts of data, and they're using it to locate earthquakes, to map out the earthquake rupture propagation across a fault plane. They're using it to generate alerts before the shaking is actually felt. We could go from having seismic networks that have hundreds of stations to seismic networks that literally have millions of stations. So that's a massive increase in the number of seismic recordings that we have, and that has knock-on effects for all of the approaches that we take to mitigate earthquakes.
And finally, the mystery of why the dung beetle dances has been solved by scientists at the University of Lund. Dung beetles form balls from piles of dung, which they then roll a safe distance away to feed on without competition. The beetles are known to climb on top of their ball and spin around along certain points of their route, and the reasons behind this have previously been unknown. Working with these beetles in the lab, Emily Baird has discovered that this dance is all about the beetles' orientation.
This dance behaviour is a strategy that the beetles are using to overcome unexpected disturbances to their roll path. We've induced them to fall off a ramp, so they lose control of the ball. So their orientation is messed up when this happens. So once they've become disoriented, the dance helps them to relocate their original roll bearing so that they can then continue in the same direction that they took. So they make sure that they don't end up rolling back straight back into the dung pile, which is what they're trying to get away from.
And the work is published this week in the journal PLOS One.
Myrisinthe Lingam.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.